We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. It's Monday, but we're going to make it great. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is 9:07. Welcome, my friends. Tragedy. Kentucky. Highway patrolman, state trooper, wounded after a traffic stop. But then the same guy goes on, allegedly shoots two people. Actually four, but killed two women at a church. Here's the deal. Police in Kentucky are searching for a motive after a gunman shot and killed two women at a church on Sunday. The suspect, who police haven't named yet, killed two women, injured two men at the Richmond Road Baptist Church in Lexington, Kentucky. Officials said the suspect opened fire at a state trooper after he was pulled over near the Bluegrass Airport around 11:30 a.m., the police officer is expected to survive. The suspect was pulled over after the state trooper's license plate reader showed an alert. There were some people en route to the airport, and they got out and assisted the trooper. Appreciate them for getting out and doing what they did. After the first shooting, police said the suspect stole a car 10 miles away from the Bluegrass Airport before opening fire at the church. The church is nearly 16 miles from the first shooting. While police have not established a motive for the shooting, the police chief there said the suspect might have known people at the church. Preliminary information indicates that the suspect may have had a connection to individuals at the church. The two women who were killed were identified by officials as Beverly Gum, 72, and Christina Combs, 32. And the governor, Andy Beshear, addressed the shooting on X, asking for prayers. Please pray for everyone affected by these senseless acts of violence. Let's give thanks for swift response by Lexington Police Department and Kentucky State Police. So we'll find out. Yeah, it sounds like there was a connection that, you know, he was pretty specific, I guess, in who he was going after. At the church, at least, that's kind of what it appears now. You know how these things go sometimes. You know, the earliest information isn't always the most accurate, but we'll follow up on that. Speaking of shootings, I guess nothing new in Chicago. Do you know there were 2,200 shooting victims over the past year in Chicago? 2,200.
That's just amazing.
Yeah.
In a bad way.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. Does that require some sort of a task force? Why are they having such difficulty getting a handle on this?
Well, they sure wouldn't want you to carry a gun in Chicago.
Well, no. I mean, and that's just another shows you that, you know, this whole idea of gun control is it's a bad joke perpetrated against law-abiding citizens, not against the bad guys. They're not paying attention to laws anyway. That's part of what makes them bad guys. But they reported at least 55 people were shot in Chicago just over the 4th of July weekend. I mean, they don't need fireworks. They have firearms being fired.
All the time, it sounds like.
Six of 55 died as a result of their wounds. Yeah, Yolando Androzo, this is Illinois director of AIM. He said, we need more investments in community violence intervention programming. Really, one of the things that they probably could use is like a form of martial law to get people off the streets, like, say, after midnight on the weekends.
Yeah.
And maybe break it down to just certain areas or sections where these crimes are perpetrated on a regular basis, you know, these shootouts. They've got to do something. They are afraid, I guess, to take a direct approach, but if they don't...
It's not going to get better on
they haven't, own. Yeah. Wake up every day, do the same exact thing, expect something to be different. And,
right.
Yeah.
The definition of insanity.
Chelsea got a trophy from Trump. Not Chelsea Clinton.
Wow.
It's the soccer people. Trump presents Chelsea with a trophy after FIFA.
Yes. Nice.
FIFA. That's the Club World Cup win final. So what are they, champs of the world? Is that the deal? Is that how it works? They defeated French club Paris Saint-Germain 3-0. Okay. So there it is, the World Cup trophy. President Trump.
Nice.
And right in the middle of these goings-ons, huh?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He's everywhere.
Yep. President Trump, First Lady Melania Trump received thunderous applause from the crowd after arriving at the stadium.
Nice.
Very nice. Trump's attendance at the game comes after he signed an executive order in March to create a task force for FIFA World Cup ahead of the United States hosting the FIFA. Right? Am I saying that right?
I don't
FIFA?
Even, now I don't.
Or is
I don't
it FIFA?
Even, I have no idea. FIFA.
I know there's some people take it very seriously.
Oh,
I'm not out to like irritate you and rub you the wrong way.
Except when you say that it's a commie sport.
Well, it is.
That might irritate some people and rub them the wrong way.
Let's kick the head back and forth continuously.
It's football, right?
Well, that's how it started, though. Kicking someone's head. Well, am I wrong?
I have no idea.
Come on, man.
I've never thought about it that way.
Well, they probably didn't teach it to you that way when you were a kid, but that's the truth.
Wow. It doesn't even roll smoothly.
No. That's why it was a lot more work back then. Weighed 20 pounds. Come on, man.
Yeah, you mean it.
What's Rosie O'Donnell up to? Still crazy? Check.
Speaking of...
Drinking too much? Check.
Wow.
Eating too much? Check. But she's... Well, she says she's happy in Ireland.
But she can't shut up.
Exactly.
We've heard more from her in the last 2 months than I think
yes.
we had in years.
I think you're right.
It's like, I think, you know, it's like when you leave someone and you're acting like the tough person, but then you can't quit calling them. That's what she's doing to us.
Well, she's obsessed.
Oh, absolutely.
She's obsessed with Trump, has been. She's
she
got
is.
All of it. She got the Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah.
She also has a Trump derangement phobia.
You kind of added that one today.
I did because it, you know, when you have a phobia, it's like a fear that's like over the top.
Right.
Do you know what
it's
I mean?
Totally unreasonable. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's what a lot of Hollywood has right now. They're a little self-grandizing. And so they seem to think he's coming after all of them personally or something.
Yeah. And they talk about all these things like, you know, he's an authoritarian and the way of life's going to change. He's threatening democracy. He's doing this. He's doing that. But I'm still waiting for someone to explain that. Explain this authoritarianism, and yet I still have not gotten an answer from it. And, of course, the president can't help but joke around, considering revoking Rosie O'Donnell's citizenship. I don't think he is. But he did say she is a threat to humanity. Well, he did say he's seriously thinking about revoking her citizenship, so maybe. Because of the fact that Rosie O'Donnell is not in the best interests of our great country, I'm giving serious consideration to taking away her citizenship. She is a threat to humanity and should remain in the wonderful country of Ireland if they want her. God bless America, he wrote. Back in March, O'Donnell had long threatened to move out of the U.S. because the nation insists on rejecting her extreme left-wing agenda. She finally was making good on her promise to abandon the nation that is simply too sane for her to stomach. When she announced it in March, she was moving to Ireland. Many people online, of course, were overjoyed. Yep. Now, O'Donnell apparently posted a video on the 4th of July hinting that she wanted leftists to overthrow the U.S. government. Yeah. In May, O'Donnell, who was an actress and comedian, said returning to the U.S. was impossible until, quote, this administration is completely finished and hopefully held accountable for their crimes. Really? And, of course, she blamed President Trump for her overeating, overdrinking, which I don't think that those issues popped up magically when Trump popped up on the scene. I think they may have been present in her life previous to there being a President Trump. But she said she was very, very depressed, overeating and overdrinking. It hurt her heart that America believed the lies about him. Wait a second. If we believed the lies, we wouldn't have elected him. Right? Wow. The lies are coming from the left. Somebody send her that memo. No? Nobody wants to? It is 9:16. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it's Monday, but we're making it great on 97.3 The Sky.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, yeah. Happy, happy Monday. Come on. We're going to make it great. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. It's 9:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Rear! Catfight! NBC! Crank it up. It was Meet the Press and the host Christian Welker taking on Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. And you know, she ain't going to take nothing. She ain't going to take nothing off of Christian Welker. They had what was considered a testy exchange Sunday. It got very testy in there. Anyway, yeah. What was it all about? It had to do with alleged inhumane conditions at the newly opened Alligator Alcatraz Migrant Detention Facility in the Florida Everglades. Now, this detention facility currently holds about 900 people, has a capacity to hold nearly 4,000. It's been under scrutiny after Democratic lawmakers toured the facility. Saturday, Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz from South Florida, she described the site as an internment camp. I mean, I hope that she understands that it's not going to be like a swanky resort that she might be used to hanging out. I mean, it's basically an extension of law enforcement, similar to what a jail might provide. Democrats who toured the facility claimed detainees were subjected to inhumane treatment, unsanitary conditions, and sweltering heat. You know, it was interesting because in one of the reports, it talked about freezing conditions. In other words, the air conditioning is on too high. And then also sweltering conditions, like, you know, if you went outside. Yeah, that's exactly what they're talking about. Wasserman Schultz claimed that detainees were forced to drink water from the same sink they use for the bathroom and were packed into wall-to-wall cages. Our detention centers at the federal level are held to a higher standard than most local and state centers or even federal prisons. The standards are extremely high. Now, this is a state-run facility at Alligator Alcatraz, Noem told Welker in response to being questioned over whether the Florida facility was inhumane before being interrupted by the host. More than 30 people stuffed into a jail cell, she said, cutting off Noem while she was trying to speak. I wish they would have said that back during the Biden administration and back when the Democrats were in the White House, when they were piling people on top of people, each other on cement floors, and they didn't have 2 feet to move. They never did that. And that's why this politics has to end. I would call them jail cells. I would call them a facility where they're held and that are secure facilities, but are held to the highest standards of what the federal government requires for detention facilities. And she says Democrats have called them cages. Noem vowed to allow cameras to document the conditions inside migrant detention centers to show how their conditions are superior to centers used in the Biden administration. She also encouraged illegal immigrants to self-deport to avoid the detention process entirely and give themselves an opportunity to return to the country legally. Trump administration border czar Tom Holman also took Democrats to task on Sunday for overlooking migrant detention conditions under President Joe Biden and failing to criticize them until President Trump took office. Hmm. Yeah, that's yeah. About right.
Timing.
You didn't see them complaining about under the Biden administration people being held Border Patrol parking lots surrounded by a fence in sweltering heat. They ignored 4 years of open borders, historic migrant deaths, historic Americans dying from fentanyl, historic numbers of women and children being sex trafficked. That is true. They pretended like none of that was taking place.
Yep.
Because if you talked about any of that, then you automatically that would take you to the border, which was completely made wide open by the Biden administration. And they didn't want to talk about that. Yeah, most of the media.
Oh, they just ignored it for the longest time.
The Trump administration deportation policies have been the subject of widespread controversy and multiple court injunctions. The White House has aggressively moved to secure the southern border and has been deporting illegal migrants at a rapid pace. And amongst the groups of people that are being held in these various places, we know already you've got many that are child sex predators. You've got several that are rapists, and you even have murderers As part, some of the people they picked up in Houston, for instance, out of 1,400 just in the month of June, they had several murders and a bunch of rapists and a bunch of child pedophiles. So, I mean, they want to try to pretend like, you know, they're taking, you know, innocent people off of work sites. That doesn't appear to be, that doesn't appear to be the truth. Right? But we'll continue to follow these stories, of course. Mm-hmm. Here you've got Ilhan Omar claiming that U.S. is sending migrants to dungeons.
Dungeons?
Yeah.
I didn't realize we had dungeons. Did you?
Well, I mean, we don't have them in Florida because we have a very high water table.
Oh, that may be why. Okay.
So, yeah.
That explains it.
And, you know, one man's dungeon is another man's basement.
That's true.
You know, could be another another person's man cave.
That's true, too.
You know?
Now we're talking.
Dungeons. I don't know what it was meant by a dungeon exactly.
Well, they're usually large block, and you got those chains and wrist brackets hanging off the walls, mm-hmm. you know, the cages, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you know, dungeons.
Well, yeah, but I'm thinking, well, do we still have those? It's kind of medieval.
Well, she seems to think we do.
Medieval and... Machiavellian at the same time.
I don't know.
Yeah, she was talking to a town hall outside of Nashville. Yeah, and she said that we're seeing people being abducted and sent to dungeons in foreign countries and people disappearing with no accounting for where they've gone.
Huh. Did she represent the people of Nashville? I didn't realize she did that. I wonder why she was in Nashville. That seems
she has aspirations possibly of higher office.
Huh.
Maybe.
If it was in a different country, I wouldn't mind, but, you know, not ours.
One far from here.
Yes, please.
928 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're about 15 minutes away from Things That Make You Smile, where you share some upbeat, positive, you know, count your blessings moments. Yep, Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Start thinking about that. But coming up next, more headlines, information. It's all flowing your way. 97.3. The Sky.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
If you can hear the sound of my voice, you're alive. Welcome.
Well, that was profound, Bob. Thanks for sharing.
Well, versus those who are now with us today.
Which means they don't hear your voice.
Right.
Oh.
Which means if you can hear my voice, you have a reason to celebrate. See, that's what we bring to the table,
wow.
Greg.
I hadn't thought about it in that perspective.
It's just one of the many reasons that we make Mondays great.
I love it.
Good morning and welcome. It's 9:36, and there's a lot going on in the world. One of them is, it's been a year. Sunday, yesterday officially was a year since the attempt at President Trump's life.
Wow. Man.
Butler, Pennsylvania, I know.
What a difference a year makes. You got the next 6 months of running for office, and then the great 6 months we're living in right now.
Already experiencing some of the lowest gas prices that we've seen in 4 years. Trump is winning. The American people are winning. And I say thank you. And no, I'm not tired of it. Yeah. Former Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle, though, doesn't appear to be winning because she's, frankly, well, a bit of a loser. Yeah.
That's
well,
subtle.
Look, she was in charge. She was a director when the buffoonery occurred. And the list is very, very long. Okay. Now, Rand Paul, senator, spoke out recently, in fact, put a report together that talked about some of those failures. And then he alleged that the director Cheadle at the time, now she's stepped down, but he said she wasn't truthful to Congress when she testified that the Secret Service didn't deny Trump's team resources that it had requested for Butler, PA. The director of the Secret Service, she said, well, this was a statement released by an attorney. The director of the Secret Service is not typically directly engaged in the approval or denial of requests for support. She said in a statement, for the Butler rally, I actually did direct additional assets to be provided, particularly in the form of agency counter snipers. Hmm. Now, what makes that statement very compelling is the fact that what she's saying right there, that particular statement, is true. She did provide counter snipers. But what she failed to add was that was the first time that she had okayed those counter snipers since Trump had been engaging in activities and campaigning for a while previous to that. So, and they wouldn't give him the counter snipers.
So what if something had happened before Butler? I mean, seriously, what are the odds? Could have happened.
Oh, it could have happened at Butler too, and most closely did.
Yes.
And she said any assertion or implication that I provided misleading testimony is patently false and does a disservice to the men and women on the front lines who've been unfairly disciplined for a team rather than individual failure. Look, if anybody should be disciplined, it should be you and whatever management you had in place at the time. They failed miserably on this on many, many levels. And if you're at the top, the buck should stop with you. Instead, she's trying to put it on the men and women on the front lines. No, you put them in a terrible position. You didn't train them or have them trained properly. At the end of the day, it's you who has failed. But, of course, she'll get her, full pension.
Oh,
she's not going to sweat it out as to how, she's going to live into her old age. Cheadle's attorney confirmed to the Post that her statement was directed at Paul's report and his defamatory comments on Face the Nation early in the day on Sunday. Paul's chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee released a scathing report on the one-year anniversary of the assassination attempt against Trump, and it concluded, based on documents, that there were, quote, at least two instances of assets being denied, unquote, by the Secret Service related to the Butler rally. That entailed a request for more counter-unmanned aircraft systems. So these were drones that were used to counter other drones, if there were any there. And that was unfulfilled due to the lack of manpower to support the request. Where was all the manpower? Well, the best of the folks were protecting Jill a few miles north up in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And the team that normally, the regulars that were protecting Trump, they were on leave because, what, every 21 days or something, you get a few days off. And so they filled some of these positions in. They were like literally like fill-ins, scab-like. Hate to say it, but they weren't trained appropriately.
And it was pretty obvious.
Yes. And the other thing that the Secret Service didn't provide, and it was asked for, was a counter-assault team liaison. Now, why would you need one of those? That is the person that is specifically supposed to deal with the other law enforcement team, meaning the quote-unquote locals.
You mean the person that was missing? Because we heard there was like very little communication between these teams at all?
Yeah, there was none.
Yeah.
None.
And maybe one of those drones that had a camera on it might have seen an empty rooftop. Or a rooftop with a sniper on it, even better.
Because if the liaison would have met with the locals, they would have done a quick diagram and said, okay, can you guys handle these buildings?
Sure.
And they'll label them. And it's a yes or no. If not, please tell us which ones you can and can't.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have manpower for?
Right.
That's how they work these things out. It doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out meeting. They say, look, we've got the rooftops of these buildings. We've got them covered.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, now we're going to be on communication on this channel, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And they make sure that they all can communicate effectively.
Didn't happen.
And the Secret Service can have their own channel on their own if they want and still be able to communicate with them. But they did none of those things because they didn't have a liaison in place that would normally assume those duties. And then whatever leadership or management was on site, well, they didn't pick up that slack or that duty as they should have. They either assign somebody to it or they take on the task. They did neither. My understanding is somebody that was in charge there didn't even have their firearm or even for a period a radio with them, which is unheard of. That's a fireable offense.
How does that even happen?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Because it was a mess. The Secret Service was a complete mess under the Biden administration. Yep. Senator Paul's report found that, broadly speaking, there were at least 10 major requests for more resources from the president's team during the 2024 campaign cycle that were either denied or unfulfilled. Now, former Director Cheadle had testified to the House Oversight Committee 9 days after the assassination attempt last year that, quote, for the event in Butler, there were no requests that were denied, unquote. So that's why House Senator Paul came up with, she's not telling the truth. She didn't tell the truth. The primary request that was made by both Trump's Secret Service detail as well as his campaign was for counter-snipers. Counter-snipers were denied until Butler. But then, remember, they didn't get the drones that they asked for. And I don't know that they specifically asked for a liaison to work with local law enforcement because I think that's generally an understood thing.
That should be a given.
That's like a required thing.
Yeah,
it's basics. Like we don't have to request it. Of course you're going to give us one.
Right.
But for whatever reason, there was failure there.
Wow.
Yeah. It's, no, it was a big failure.
Well, because there have been so many threats against Jill, they had to make sure that that was covered well.
No, not so much. No.
Huh. Okay. Well, that would have made sense if that were the case.
Look, even if you don't go so far as to say some sort of conspiracy or whatever, let's just say, at the very least, she was completely inept. And whether it's her directly or the people that are supposed to be answering to her, and she was supposed to delegate these authorities properly, there is a massive failure on a lot of different levels.
Because nobody said, oh, no, we don't need a liaison officer. We don't need, the basics to get the job done. Really? I don't believe that.
It is. It's a tough one to think that, well, if it was just an innocent mistake or failure. I mean, it's a life or death business. Yeah. You work for the Secret Service. Yeah. I mean, it is about as serious as a job can be. But yet we see these huge failures. And a lot of it is, you know, maybe this is the whole DEI initiative type thing. We want people that are underrepresented to be in the class picture. And sometimes you're going to get people who, quite frankly, really, well, one of them, I think, the one of them that got suspended or whatever, that I heard from a good source that she was going to be washed out.
Should have been.
And somebody stepped in and said, no, we can, you can work with her, et cetera, et cetera. Because it was part of that whole DEI and all that.
Well, apparently they didn't work with her quite enough. Anybody can watch the video at the shooting site and the hospital. Totally inept. Totally inept. But he lived to tell about it.
Oh. Thank you.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. There was divine intervention.
Oh, yeah.
In my opinion.
And he agrees with you.
9:47 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Now it's your turn. We'd love some upbeat, positive, count your blessings kind of thoughts. Share those with us. Could be an anniversary, a birthday, something good that's happened in your life. Caught a huge fish. I don't know. Ooh, whatever whatever little good things we have going on in our lives, that's all. You can share those with us. And it's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now. 877-975-9825. Things That Make You Smile is next on 97.3 The Sky. Oh, another day in paradise. Even on a Monday, there's plenty to celebrate and things that should bring a smile to your face. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call right now, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Candy. What's making you smile?
Good morning. I took my dog to a small horse show the other day where we could park out of the way and isolate so that she could have a little more socialization. And she behaved admirably. And we had so much fun. And she did such a great job. And that's what's making me smile.
Oh,
wow.
I wonder how the small horses were.
Well, I wonder if anybody's ever taken a horse to a dog show.
I don't know.
Huh. That would make me smile as well.
And if you took a big dog to a small horse show, they'd be about the same size.
Could be, depending on the size of the dog initially.
True, I said a
if
big
it's a
dog,
Great Dane.
Well, that's a lot of dog. That'd be bigger than a small horse.
Than a Shetland pony? I don't know. I don't know.
That'd be close.
I...
But you got those little tiny ones. You know, the little, or maybe they're just baby Shetlands. I don't know. See those little tiny horses? They are so cute.
Are they that small?
Though they are. I mean, they look like
maybe I haven't seen
couple feet tall.
Like, sure, they're not just dogs that somebody's, you know, kind of doing a little AI thing.
No, I've seen them in person.
Okay.
I think it'd be cool, you know, kind of have in your backyard. A little messy, but they're small enough. I think
just remember,
cute.
The meanest dogs are the green ones. They're usually alligators with their tails removed.
Oh, okay. sorry about that.
You met my dog yet? Snapper? Meet Snapper. Oh, I got something that makes me smile. Got to put a couple miles on the Harley, little ride over
on
the
Spike.
Weekend. The cool air. Yeah, Spike was out running about. And
nice.
We had a nice time and made a stop at Pearl's. We're blessed with a lot of great barbecue places in the community.
I saw
that's one of them for sure.
On those ribs a while ago.
Well, I had to. I mean, you can't make the ride there and just eat there and be done with it.
Oh, no.
You got to grab I grabbed a half a slab, and it was
nice.
Pretty substantial.
Did he share? That did not make me smile.
I allowed Betsy to have one or two.
Oh,
I shared.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right.
Coming up next, it's the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on. Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Last week, a video went viral, showed a man verbally abusing another golfer on a golf course in Alberta, Canada. The man taking the verbal assault quickly had enough, grabbed the mouthy one, and tossed him in a pond. The soaked abuser came at him again. This time he got popped several times in the face and tossed around like a sack of potatoes. Well, it turns out the man who tossed the mouthy one around like a rag doll was former NHL player Nick Tarnaski. Yeah. And at least the guy admits now it was his fault. Not my finest moment, he said. I apologize to all the folks on the course, anyone caught up in it all, and anyone who had to deal with me that day. I lost my cool, and I've learned from it. Hey, sometimes admitting that you made a mistake could be the smoking gun. And in this case, it is the smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.